Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Share and also like be friends with your followers. I think when people when people have like a weird like hierarchy thing in their brain of like I'm better than you, you're following me, that's weird. Like I've gone to Disneyland with subscribers, I'm just like, hey, let's go hang out. Like I love shout out Derek, love you man, like I love them. Like I don't know, it's not like a less than a follower thing, more of just like a supporter.
Yes.
Like they're cheering you on, you need to cheer them on too.
Yes.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here today with one of my BFFs, Remy Cruz.
Hello.
Or Miss Remy Ashton.
Miss Remy Ashton. I apologize for my voice also. I don't know where
we went to karaoke.
I was fine yesterday.
Really?
I don't know what happened, but
I feel like mine was raspy the next day, and then now I'm fine.
I saw your story about it. Mine was just delayed. We'll
but see. I naturally have like a little bit of a rasp sometimes.
It's sexy.
Which is not the best, but whatever.
Anyway, Remy is in his, actually, I'm in Remy's house. But Remy is one of my best friends, but also one of my coolest friends. We're like in her penthouse. I'm like looking at the freeway in LA right now, the sunset.
The helicopter flies by.
Yeah, this is so bouge, so bouge. One of my bougiest friends, I'll say that. But she's an influencer and she has a podcast, YouTube channel. You know, Mar Mar, her dog's making some noises. It's fine.
Let me pause this. You want me to cut Daisy? Not that Daisy.
Okay, so we're gonna pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and like the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah. Anyway, so Remy is just a boss ass bitch.
Thank you.
Honestly.
Can I press on this?
Oh yeah.
Perfect. Fuck yeah.
So do you want to explain a little bit about what you do? Because I feel like when you explain it, it'll be more interesting.
Yes.
And like where you came from, where you grew up, all that stuff.
Got it. My name is Remy Ashton Cruz. I am 24 years old. I grew up in Orange County, California, so not too far from LA. Mm-hmm. Started my YouTube channel. I have two YouTube channels, a vlog channel and a main channel, both of which are pretty like lifestyle focused. And I started my YouTube channel, my main one, in high school. I went to college and joined a sorority. Go DG.
DG.
Did the whole thing. And
did you have the cheers like, go DG, go DG, go?
D-E-L-T-A-D. Delta D. I don't know. I was only in it for a year. So I did it for a year. And then throughout the first year of college, I feel like I was starting to put a little bit more effort into YouTube because it wasn't as embarrassing anymore. People like weren't being annoying like high school and things like that. And I wasn't as embarrassed to like and trying to hide it. So I kind of pursued that full time and then it started to pick up pretty rapidly. And then towards the end of the year, I remember asking my parents if I could take a gap year and just try YouTube full time.
Wow.
And drop out of school. Yeah. And my dad, who was paying for school, was like, yeah, do it, please. But my mom wanted me to like be a doctor and all these things. So she's like, absolutely not. You're going to stay in school.
So are your parents, sorry to interrupt, but are your parents, are they like in the creative space? Do they get that at all? Or are they more traditional, like have traditional jobs?
They have traditional jobs. I feel like for being an Asian family though, they're not super traditionally Asian.
Really?
Yeah, the cult, like I grew up in Orange County, like we're not super traditional in that way. But
so they didn't care as much as like people typically would, you think?
Not really. My mom is definitely very like career driven and things like that. She was in the medical field, so she wanted me to do something along those lines or just, you know, have some sort of stable job. So when I asked them, it was a no. A half no, half yes. So I took that as a no. Started my second year of college, and then 3 weeks in, I remember just being so overwhelmed because I had like 6 brand deals due, and then I also had school starting.
Wait,
like,
what was your major?
I was doing psych.
Whoa.
I went in as bio and then I switched to psych.
Well, did you want to be a psychologist?
I wanted to do PA, which is kind of like a doctor.
Yeah.
And then I was going to do psychology and then just do all the prereqs and everything for PA school. And so I was going to do that. And then 3 weeks in, I remember just being like, I can't do this. I had like a full breakdown. So I called my parents like hysterically crying, like, I can't do both of these things. But like, I really think I have it in me to make this happen. Like,
yeah.
I know I can do it. I know I can do it. So my mom finally let me try. She's like, okay, take the rest of the year off.
Yeah.
And if it works out, great. If it doesn't, you'll just go back to school. And I was
That's
like,
wild.
Okay, I'll try. So I, every day, like morning, night, I would go, at this time, DIY videos were very in.
Yeah.
And that's actually what my, I feel like my channel had two really big, rapid growth seasons. And one was during DIYs and the other one was like the health stuff. So during the DIY portion, I was at Michael's, which is where Alicia grew up. But that's how we like started talking
it's
and
hilarious.
Like had it in common, was we went to the same Michael's, same Target. And so I would go to Michael's every day, buy like hundreds of dollars worth of like supplies and things and
yeah.
just go back. And I had like my little like $20 IKEA table that I set my camera
Aww.
Up like, oh, like a bird's eye view.
Yeah.
And just like DIY'd all day long. I would edit
but
all
But I feel like
long.
You're really good at DIYs.
I think I'm good at faking them.
Yeah.
Thank you, though. I feel like I'm crafty-ish, but, like, they're...
Yeah, you
I'm not,
are crafty.
I'm no Lauren, though. Lauren's,
yeah.
like, insane. But, like, that was, like, fun for me, and, like, I saw that I was doing well, whatever. That was actually a big thing that I started before I went to college was my video that I made was DIY room decor for a dorm.
Oh.
And I, like, did all that, and that really helped my channel, too. So, yeah.
See, I used to always watch your Cooking with Remy videos.
All on my main channel ones?
Yeah. Oh. Like, back in the day, I would watch those.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love cooking, too. I feel like that was the fun thing, is I always just get, like, I get to do what I like doing
yeah.
online. But then after that year of doing just YouTube full time, my channel grew from, I think, like 200,000 to like 700,000 or 800,000.
Wow.
So at that point, I was able to fully support myself. And then I...
Did your parents, like, fully understand that? Or were they like, what the heck is she doing? Like, is she, like...
Why is like, she making
yeah.
videos? My dad was like, why is she making videos in her room alone?
And, this like, is why weird. Is she, like, making so much money? Like, did they
yeah.
know how much money you were making?
I don't think they knew the extent.
Yeah.
Also, I think I was... It wasn't, like, massive
yeah.
amounts at this time still, too. But... And I think I had just gotten a manager. I just signed with Colette. Like, I had
Shut
my first call with her in that bedroom at that house.
Oh,
I remember being like, I have no idea why I'm on a phone call with this random stranger. This
yeah.
is weird. But my mom is a grade A stage mom. I feel like you know. She's insane.
Oh, yeah.
So
Suze,
she,
right?
Suze, like, saw... I mean, I grew up as a competitive dancer. And
oh,
so she was like...
Dance mom.
She was like the Amy Poehler. Like, and the, like she's like, loved it. So I feel like as soon as she saw me, like, doing something else, it was like stars in her eyes. But it took her like a little time to understand. But now she's like... on all social media, watches every video, all
Aww.
These things. So she loves it now. My dad listens to everything. He listens to every Pretty Basic.
Really?
I'm like, oh my God. I'm so sorry all the time.
Wait, what about your brother? Did he think it was weird? Or did he have like girlfriends that were like obsessed with him because like he like obviously is related to you or
I
anything
think,
like that?
Fun fact. Well, my brother used to be very like private
mm-hmm.
and was like he actually his Instagram now is Dally Cruz because he tried to pretend to change his name so girls couldn't find him.
Oh, what?
He was so secretive.
Wait, what's your age difference?
Between Shane and I?
Yeah.
He is 18 months younger. 18 or 20,
oh,
20 months.
Oh, so you're close.
Yeah, we're super close in age.
Wow.
Yeah, and so he thought it was, like, embarrassing and, like, hid it, but then now that social media is big, then he's like, hey, will you give me a shout-out?
Oh, my
like,
God.
He's, like, chilled out now. But his past girlfriends, I feel like we're always fine. But fun fact, his girlfriend right now, who I hope he marries, I love her, was a subscriber.
Shut up.
And they met, and she, I think they met on a dating app, and she like recognized him from like a video or something. And so I always like to tell him, I give him a lot of shit for it. I'm like, you know, she's only dating you for me.
Yeah, for me.
He hates it.
Also, like, thank God that she knew me because she wouldn't think you were as cool.
Exactly. I was like, I gave you the upper edge.
Shout out.
Upper hand.
Okay, cool. So what's like one thing that you like didn't expect from all this? Like this whole YouTube thing?
I think just people being so genuinely interested in your life.
Yeah.
Like it's so weird.
Do you ever think it's like does any of it ever like freak you out how much is public in your life?
No, because I don't think about anything. I feel
yeah.
like I'm so bad in that way where I just say things and I don't think about repercussions. Not in a bad way, but I just like forget. I don't have a very good filter sometimes where I'm like, oh, a normal person wouldn't say this and, you know, out loud,
yeah.
whatever. I'm just like, eh, whatever, it's fine. Like people, but I think that's also a good thing because I think it makes me a little bit more, not relatable, but I think people, you know, going through it are also like,
yeah,
oh, she's gone through it. Like not because I'm an influencer or because I have followers, but just like, oh, someone else out there is also
yeah.
going through that.
What is your like selling point? Like, why do you think people like watching you or are interested in you?
I think because of that. I think because I'm not afraid to show when I mess up or when I'm going through something or anything like that. I feel like being very open and honest and, like, not ever hiding things. Things that I probably should hide a little more. I think, you know, people feel like it's raw and it's genuine, I hope.
When you were starting out and stuff and then you started realizing that this is a business and things like that, did you always know that you would make it big, kind of? Like, did you, was it innate in you that, like, you were going to be successful in this?
I think I remember those phone calls and those, like, going back home to my parents' house and just, like, being so adamant, just, like, just trust me. Like, I just weirdly knew it was going to happen. There was, like, not even,
like, you had the doubt drive in my to mind. Make it happen.
Exactly. Like, there wasn't a doubt in my mind that it wasn't going to happen, which is kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But also,
No, I think that's good.
Looking back on it, I think it's actually really cool because I don't think I've ever felt that way about anything else in my life. Like, that's so sure.
You were so confident.
Unsure. Yeah. I don't know how.
Wow.
I don't know why.
That's crazy, actually. Okay. So I have a few, like, random questions that I want to ask you. I actually texted a bunch of random people.
Oh!
Like, kind of like I did when I had Ollie. Because I like to know, like, what other people are actually interested in.
Yeah, totally.
So I asked some of my good friends.
Ooh, are they 307s?
No, I asked actually mainly girls.
Okay.
Just because I really wanted to dive into, like, your business side. Because I feel like on pretty big, like, online, you'll talk about guys.
Yeah.
You'll talk about, like, weight. Like, everyone knows those stories, you know? And I feel like no one knows your, like, business boss side.
Okay.
So, I have a bunch of random stuff. So, one, what's the weirdest thing that you've been able to do because of your following?
Weirdest thing? That's a good question.
Or, like, one of the weirdest things.
Are we talking weird, like, strange, or just, like, oh, my God, like,
both,
moments?
Maybe.
Okay. I think the oh, my God moments are just, like, a big thing for me is being able to do whatever I want on my channel. Because I know a lot of people that kind of put themselves in a box of whether it's, like, gaming or cooking or whatever.
Like a niche.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I used to view it as such a downside, and I remember I'd have countless meetings with my managers being like, I feel so lost, because it's kind of a catch-22. It's like, it's great because you can do whatever you want, but also hard because you have literally no direction. You're just like, I can do everything, and then at that point it's just too much. But now, right now, currently, I'm viewing it as a really great thing because it's helped me be able to expand my interests and things, and then also I don't ever feel limited in any way.
Got you. Okay.
So I think that's a really cool thing, and I don't think a lot of YouTubers can.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Lifestyle is a weird category.
It's so weird.
Because it's like, when I say lifestyle, like, I get it, but like, the rest of the world pretty much doesn't.
Even like David Dobrik is like, I think vloggers are like lifestyle vloggers, but I wouldn't say David's a lifestyle.
No.
It's so weird.
It is weird. Anyway, and you're not like a beauty guru.
Oh, God, no.
You know what I mean?
Well, we all started off.
You started off.
Yeah.
Well, you started off as, and then like when people like, who literally are like Jeffree Star, who like eat,
actually
sleep, breathe,
are good at makeup.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But you're really good at makeup.
Oh, thank you.
Both you and Alicia are.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite.
But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
But what is like the weirdest like kind of perk or like, you know what I mean? Like for instance, like getting a table at like a club or like weird, like perks like that. Like what's something that you're like, holy crap, like I can't believe I get this just because I have Instagram followers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
or like
completely.
Having a YouTube follower.
I think it's just, people don't even mean to, but I feel like you do get treated a little differently, especially being in LA. Or actually not even outside of LA, because I feel like it's so dime a dozen thing. Like when we go randomly to other places, like in Ohio and things, like everybody's super nice, but also I wouldn't say it's like, I don't want to say that everyone does it, but it actually kind of built a complex in me of like, do people, are they doing it because I have followers? Or are they doing it because they genuinely like want to, because they're nice, because they want to be my friend?
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a weird thing, is it built in this complex of like even dating, whatever, like anything in my life, it's always like,
you always
well,
think like that.
Why? Exactly. Exactly.
Do you know when someone's being genuine and like wants to be your friend versus like you can tell when they just like are paying attention to you because of like followers? Or have you had someone be like that before?
Even the content, maybe content story, I wouldn't even say it was like that wasn't even bad. I don't think.
But like, can you tell?
No, I'm pretty dumb. I'm like so trusting of everyone, and they can be so bad right in front of my face, and I have no idea. I feel like as time has gone on, I've seen a little more. There's never been like a crazy story of like something that like changed and shifted everything, but I feel like I'm usually pretty trusting of people, and I have to have someone like a friend be like, hey, watch out.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. That's why Alicia's a great friend, because she's very...
Oh, she knows.
Intuitive with, like, what people's intentions are.
I told her that we're complete opposites in the way where, like, I give someone my full trust when I meet them, and then, if
she's
something happens,
the opposite.
Exactly. She has to earn it.
But what's weird with her, though, is, like, there's a very select few people that she's very open to at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Which is when you know, like, she, like, really likes them.
Exactly.
Because, like, she just knows.
You know what? I will give her... I think she's very intuitive.
She is.
That's a good word for it, yeah.
For sure. So a lot of, like, for those of you that don't know, a lot of influencers get stuff sent to them for free all the time. And just, like, because brands, because, like, if Remy got sent, like, a pair of socks from a sock company, if she were to, like, tag them in a story, like, that would do wonders for the brand, like, if we're being honest.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever gotten sent something, like, super weird? Or random, like, that doesn't go with your brand?
I got a vibrator one time.
Shut up! Like, a brand sent you a vibrator?
Yeah, a brand
sent me. I've been seeing girls doing brand deals with...
I did see that. I saw that.
With vibrators.
I mean, you know what, though? I was reading, and I was like, I don't know if I necessarily would. I honestly...
Yeah, would you?
I don't think I would personally, but I saw it and I was like, hell yeah, like get it. I think it's great that she's sharing that, or they're sharing that, whatever
it
may be. I thought it was great. Yeah, I just don't know if I would personally. But yeah, I got a vibrator one time. That was like funny though.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Did you like post it on your story or anything?
No, I didn't. I didn't post it, but it's been like, you know, aging up is like a weird thing because for so long we put ourselves in this like box of being like, oh, we're 18, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm 25.
Yeah.
I'm 24, yeah.
Wait, what about, I remember the BB Rexha PR package.
Oh, I got condoms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else does she have in there?
Like, flask, condoms, like fake money. I was like.
Like a lighter.
All right.
The most random stuff.
Weird stuff. Oh. I feel like usually though, it's just like makeup or like, yeah, nothing like too crazy, but there are a few that's
okay. What's your like favorite PR package to get?
Halo top ice cream.
I mean,
that's a good one.
Halfsies.
I get excited. Yeah, I love halfsies.
They DM me. I literally screamed.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah.
They're so good.
So good.
Cause, honestly, yeah, the food ones are my fave, or I love a good makeup product.
Yeah.
That's my fave.
Cool. Now that we've done the weirdest thing, what's the best thing you've been able to do because of your following?
Oh my God, I think, I hate saying this because it sounds so self-righteous, but change people's lives. More so when I, with the DIY videos, I don't really care about like helping you make room decor for your room. Like, that's great, it's fine. But once I started the weight loss stuff, and like, that took a lot for me to open up and be vulnerable in that way, and I went through all my trials and errors with that, but seeing the way that it helped people change their lives, or I don't know, just like all those sorts of things, all the stories that I got to read, or people coming up to me in person, all the things at Pretty Basic, the live shows, like meeting people and like hearing that, just like being
Pretty Basic live shows were epic.
That was so amazing, and that was like something that I will never forget.
Yeah,
all the stories, every single person, all the stories were insane.
I remember one of the coolest things I saw, like a fan moment for you, was when we were, it was the SoulCycle class that Alicia and I missed, and Violet and I missed.
Oh my God, yes.
Was it your birthday?
It was my
ride?
Birthday. Yeah.
It's because the Beverly Hills location parking is just like,
it's the worst.
Yeah. It's
like SoulCycle.
Yeah. It's like, may as well pay $20 to ballet. Uh-huh. So anyway, we were there waiting for Remy to get out of the class, and she gets out, and there was this girl that stopped by, and she was like, literally, did she start crying?
She's crying, yeah.
Yeah, she started crying basically because Remy had, you went through a huge weight loss journey. Mm-hmm. And she shared and documented the whole thing on YouTube, which, like, I literally can't even imagine doing.
See, that's another thing where I didn't think about it. And then when all the things started happening, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. And I don't want to talk about it too much because, like, literally you can just go to her channel and you can, like, watch in her Pretty Basic podcast. Subscribe.
Thank you.
But that girl was literally next level. Like,
that was
she was saying basically how the only reason that, like, and maybe I'm speaking for this girl and it's not the right thing, but, like, she was crying and saying, like, the only reason that she, like, was motivated to go through her own weight loss journey, and she lost, like, I don't know how many pounds it was, like,
I think it was, like, 100 pounds.
Yeah, like, something crazy. Ridiculous, like, 100 pounds, like, something really, like, life-changing.
Yeah.
She said she lost because of Remy and, like, her, like, her videos and just, like, how much she inspired her and stuff. So, like, even though you have shared and it's been such a struggle, like, sharing all that information, do you, like, ever regret that? Or, like, do those moments kind of overcompensate for, like, it being such a struggle for you?
I don't regret it at all.
Yeah.
I think, if anything, I, like, those stories are so amazing. And I feel like you don't even realize when I'm making a vlog about what I'm eating in a day and, like, what workout I'm doing, like, you don't think about the ripple effect or whatever might come from that. Like, to me, it was just a fun video to make, but it taught me so much about myself, and also got to help people. And then most of all, I think I learned you can't win at all. Like, especially in life and online too. Like, you can change everything by yourself, and people are always going to have something to say. People are always going to have a problem. And I feel like that whole weight loss journey and documenting it helped me understand that through and through.
Uh-huh.
And I think that will carry on and help me for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Did you have someone that kind of motivated you to lose weight?
A few YouTubers I watched, definitely. Like, I really fell in love, like, with the whole fitness scene.
Yeah.
I watched a few other girls. Like, Christy Vetter was also kind of started. She actually was, like, the reason why I started ever.
I feel like even in the last, like, 5 years, like, fitness overall has become so trendy.
Oh, yeah, it really is.
You know what I mean?
Trendy,
like,
thing.
Even just, like, fashion is, like, athleisure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's so
you
true.
Know?
I mean, I'm happy because I feel like people are just getting healthier. And I don't know, it just, like, everything changed me as a whole human being. And I think for so long after the whole weight loss thing, it was always like, you've changed, you're different, you've changed it all, with, like, this negative connotation. But now I've realized, like, I am a completely different person, but I like who I am so much more now, and I'm so much happier with my life than I was before.
I think one thing people also don't realize is that you probably still would be a completely different person even if you didn't lose weight.
Oh, completely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you would still grow up, you would still age up, you'd still go to parties, like mm-hmm. you would still twerk. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I know you did that whole video, but mm-hmm. yeah. Okay. I want to talk a little bit more about, like, being an influencer and the business side of it.
Yes.
So, first of all, do you think, like, anyone could be an influencer?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
I think being an influencer is just, like, finding something you like and talking about it.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, I love makeup. I love fitness. I love that stuff. So, I talk about it. And I feel like people who are also interested in the same stuff or just, like, my personality gravitate towards me. But, you know, if you like gaming, if you like, I don't know, knitting, whatever. Like, you can be huge in the knitting world.
Seriously,
in the candle world. I feel like those Yankee candles, those are, like, a big thing.
Oh,
that's like,
oh,
a, that's
yeah.
like a Midwest thing.
It is.
You can be a candle influencer.
Who's, like, who are your favorites right now?
Influencers?
Yeah.
I love Whitney Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
I would take a bullet for Whitney Simmons.
Yeah, you would.
Absolutely. I don't know. I just love, like, vloggers. I love, like, the Maggie McDonald's, the Kenzie's, like, all of the vlogs.
Yeah.
Brooke. Oh, Brooke is my favorite.
I love Brooke
right now. I'm halfway through
the 40-minute
vlog. I
just got off FaceTime with her. Literally before this.
Tell her I love her.
She's
my favorite, Danielle. Like, all those girls, just because they're all younger than me, but they're all so driven. And I think it's so cool that they found their groove.
Yeah.
Groove. Oh, my God. It sounded so old. They all, like, found, I don't know, whatever they're, like, their whole passion
niche,
and everything.
Yeah.
So young. And I think it's so cool. And I'm obsessed with all them.
Who do you think's an underrated influencer?
I think, I say this always. I say Kenzie.
Really?
I love Kenzie. Yeah. Brooke, all, like, actually all.
What about someone, like, someone you've never said before?
Outside of them? I love Jordan Rebecca.
Oh, you're so, that's so good.
I am a Jordan Rebecca stan. I think her.
I agree. She's so funny.
She's, I want to, like, she and I think are the same person.
She's one of my favorite podcast episodes.
So
really
good. So great. Great human being. Who else do I watch? I feel like everyone's in the same, like, realm.
What about Instagrammers? Is there anyone you think could pop off any minute?
I feel like I just follow all my friends, to be honest. I don't really, like, keep up with any of the trendy people.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Do you think that there's a lot of overrated influencers? You don't have to say who, but, like, do you think there are?
I think... I wouldn't say overrated, just people who maybe use their influence in the, not the best way. I think that would be a way of being overrated.
Okay.
You know, maybe not being, like, the best example.
Not using it for the right reasons.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Things like that, I wouldn't say overrated. I just feel like maybe they should have a lot less of a following, personally.
Got you. Okay, so what's one thing, like, business-wise, like, was there ever a time when you got offered a brand deal that you were like, holy cow, like, I can't believe they're offering me this much money?
All the time. Or it's even, like, money aside, I think it's just, like, holy shit, this brand that, like,
yeah,
the product
so true.
That I've known my, like, you.
So good.
The big one, there have been so many big ones for me. AccuVue Contacts I did a few years ago, and I was like, oh my God, I wear contacts every day.
Yeah. No, really, though.
Things that you just, like, I grew up using. The Gillette Venus one was really, really big for me.
Yes. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah.
And, like, what does that even mean? Like, how does that, like, come to fruition?
That was a huge thing. Basically, Gillette Venus, which is, like, the only razor I've ever used since the day I started shaving, when my mom taught me to shave when I was, like, 13, wanted to kind of start a whole branch of, like, an online direct-to-consumer sales kind of thing.
Yeah, like an e-commerce.
Exactly. And so they wanted to pick an influencer to design a razor with that would then be sold through the e-commerce site for the direct-to-sales thing.
So it's only online.
Exactly. It was only online, kind of like subscription service almost.
Got you.
And so they picked me to do it.
So did they reach out to your management? Like, how does this work for someone who has no idea?
Basically, I know that Gillette hired an ad agency.
Okay.
And then I know my manager pitched me to the ad agency.
Okay.
And then they chose me. As far as I know, I think I was the first choice. Maybe not. Either way, I got picked. And it was such a cool experience. They were, like, such an amazing team to work with, the Gillette team and also the ad agency. And they were just super open to whatever I wanted to do with it.
Yeah.
I had, like, so many calls.
Which, it's, like, literally the cutest razor I've ever seen in my
Thank
life.
Thank you. That was just, like, so crazy. Just, like, that feeling of, like, me. Like, you want me. And so I got to, like, design the whole thing. I did this, like, design day where I went in with, like, graphic designers and, like, worked through it with them and, like,
so
pulled
cool.
inspo and did, like, photo shoots and all these things. So that was, like, a really, really cool experience.
So with that, is that something for, like, the average, like, person that, like, has a 9-to-5 and doesn't understand this?
Yes.
Does that mean that they pay you a flat rate and then you do the whole thing? Or is it like one of those things where it's like, how many razors are sold? Do you get money or like whatever? If it's non-disclosed, you don't have to say.
I think with that one, it was a flat rate.
A flat rate.
You know, with all the things, it's always different. I've done deals before where you get the flat rate and then if you, you know, however many
sell based amount.
Percentage of that. It just kind of depends. But that one was just like for, you know,
For everything,
you get paid, we'll do this
and
much,
then you
exactly.
do all of the things, and then hopefully the razors sell like crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah. So when you're working with a, like, what type of brand, like, do you want to work with? Like, what attracts you about a brand?
I think when working with a brand,
or yeah, like what maybe like attracts you to work with them versus like doesn't makes you not want to. Like let's say it's something, a product like that you never maybe would use. Like
yeah.
Do you work with brands like that?
I mean, I'm open to them, but I always ask for products beforehand so I can try it out and see.
Yeah.
But brands and products that I just absolutely love that I've used religiously, whatever, like it's always like, oh my God, like yes for me. But I will say a question I always get whenever I do like some sort of like convention or like a panel or something, I feel like they always, whatever it is, I just did like an orthodontic summit the other day for like Invisalign, and it was like it was the funniest thing. But they always like,
I didn't even know that.
Questions. Yeah,
surprisingly
it was during VidCon time.
Oh, okay.
It was so cute. They were so sweet. But it was like a room of like 50 orthodontists. They're like, how do we like put ourselves on social media? Like,
wait,
what?
That's hilarious.
It was so funny. Yeah, they were so cute. But they're asking like, and the same question gets asked whether you're at an orthodontic summit or like at a VidCon panel. It's like, how do we work with influencers? Like, what's the best way to do it?
Yeah.
And I always say, work with the influencer and trust that they know what they're talking about, because I've worked with so many brands before who like have such a set idea in their mind of, like, this is what we want, this is what you need to do, which is fine, but the ROI on that is nothing compared to
what's ROI?
I'm sorry, return on investment.
Okay.
So basically, like, if I worked with a brand, and this is my favorite, is like when you work with them and you get to work with them, actually, of like, this is, they're like, these are our campaign details, these are like, this is what we want you to say, the talking points, this is our idea, whatever it may be. And I'm like, cool, well, this is what I want to do. And like, let me know what you think. We can like switch around with ideas, like just kind of like all put it together and come up with the best way to like reach what you want. But also I know what my audience reacts best to. I know what kind of videos they like. I know all these sorts of things. So like, let's work together versus like, do this, here you go. And it just feels way more transactional in that way. And it feels so much less, I don't know, personal. And I also, again, like, it doesn't do well. And, like, I know that.
Can you talk about a little bit about the repercussions that may happen if you were to promote a product that was, like, not something you believed in or not something you liked, or it was actually not a good brand or product?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing...
Like, why would you... If they offered you, like, $1 million and you didn't agree with it, like, would you do it?
I would not, and I think the biggest reason for that is you, and the thing is, I've made my mistakes, and I've worked with brands that, like, you know, weren't exactly everything that I absolutely love, and I had to learn the hard way, and I think it's more of just, like, a you lose people's trust sort of thing. You lose your audience's trust, and, like, that is absolutely priceless.
Yeah.
You can't put a dollar sign on that.
Yes.
So I think, you know, I've learned... do that. And like, it reminds me of the whole like Kim Kardashian Yeezy story thing with the $1 million.
No, I don't know this.
Oh, it's such a good story. So I think it was maybe a year or two ago, a company went to Kim and they're like, hey, for one Instagram post we'll give you $1 million. But
shut
this company
up.
Was known for doing Yeezy knockoffs.
Shut up.
So Kanye was like, I really don't want you to do this. And she was like, but it's like $1 million for an Instagram post, like I really want to. And he was like, I need you to not do this, like, please, like, I'll let you do what you want, but like, I'd really appreciate it if you didn't. So she didn't do it. Then Mother's Day rolls around and he gives her a check for $1 million and then also hands her a manila envelope, and she opens it up and it's shares to Adidas and Yeezy.
Yeah. Love it.
Isn't that crazy?
That's hot.
I think that's cool. And I think, knowing that your audience is trusted.
I can't believe she even considered doing it. Truthfully.
I mean, I can see it.
I guess, like, if you're offered $1 million, you think about it.
When you asked me, I hesitated for a minute, but I was like, no. But, like,
well,
everyone.
Alicia told me on my podcast, she said, I asked her the same thing. She's like, no, you want some tea, actually? And I was like, what's the tea? And she was like, I've never said this before, but one time I was offered $100,000, $100K.
Yes, I remember this.
For a brand that I didn't want to work with, and I actually did turn it down, and it was one video or like one post.
Yeah. Oh,
and God. I was like, holy cow. Like, if I actually was offered $100K.
Yeah.
For like one Instagram post of something I believe in, like, I would think about
it. Yeah, definitely.
You know?
But I think that's so much more admirable that she didn't do it.
I know.
And in, I'm sure somewhere with karma, the universe, whatever it may be, like, it paid her back in some kind of way, too.
Exactly. What kind of advice would you give to maybe someone that's a small, like, wannabe influencer? They're just, like, a micro-influencer, and they're trying to make a career, like, a full-time career out of it, like you have. Mm-hmm. What advice, like, what's your biggest piece of advice to someone like that?
I say this, and I feel like it's so cliche, but I think that this, like, stands till the end of time, and I think just make content that you are actually interested in. It's so easy to fall into the whole trend of like what's popular or whatever it may be, but like
make content you would want to watch.
You would want to watch, and also that you genuinely enjoy doing.
Okay.
Like the Emma Chamberlain thing is like so fun right now, and like that's perfect because that's her.
Yeah.
But like if I try to do that, I would be so bored. Like let's say I blow up, like so fun, but then I'm not being myself.
Yeah.
It's gonna get old. I'm gonna go fucking insane doing that.
Inauthentic.
Exactly. And like it's just trying to be someone else when you're not, and like there's already an Emma out there.
Yeah.
So just like do what you want, but your own twist on it. And like you won't ever get sick of it. That's the best part about YouTube and being a YouTuber or / influencer is just like it never feels like you're actually working because you love it.
Yeah.
So I think do it because you love it. Don't do it because you want money or fame or whatever it may be.
Great advice. Besides something so broad and, you know, like you said, cliche.
Yes.
Because it's so weird because it's so cliche and everyone knows it, but it's so hard to do.
Yeah, completely.
And like proactively like do
live
that.
And learn,
you know what I mean?
It.
Like, live that. What are some like, I guess, technical or more like day-to-day things you would say like wannabe influencers or like smaller people can do to help grow their community? Would it be like posting consistently or using hashtags, or like what would you say is like a technical more thing that they can do?
I think, yeah, definitely posting consistently. I've been pretty
so like
consistent.
Once a week or what's
I think it just depends. I used to do a schedule. I don't do a schedule anymore because I started to lose the novelty was wearing off. I was like getting stressed about videos if they weren't in time, and then I'd like throw something up just to throw something up, and like for me I lost the fun. So I was like, you know what, I don't need a schedule. If you know a video needs to go up, should go up on Saturday and Friday night, I'm like scrambling to get it done, then it'll go up Sunday. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to freak out about that. Like, no one's going to be sitting on their computer waiting for my video, let's be honest.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, they'll get over it. They're fine. And, like,
do you have a fan name? A fan base?
No, I've never done that. I think it's so weird.
I was
going to
say, the Miss Remy Ashtoners are
I remember
waiting.
At one point, like, that was such a thing. I was always like, this feels weird.
The Marmars.
The Marmars! Okay, we've got it.
That's funny.
I don't know. I think, yeah, just post. Don't stress out over it. It's supposed to be fun.
Okay.
So I think that's rule number one for sure. Number two, which, you know what? I know not a lot of people have that same idea or like tactic for it. I do know that, but that's just what works for me. And it's always fun for me for the most part. But I think, yeah, post consistently. So figure out what works for you. I try to do at least once a week on my main channel, two to three, depending on my vlog channel. But whatever. I think more so also just like share. And also, like, be friends with your followers. I think when people...
Wow, good advice.
Yeah.
Go in, go off.
When people have, like, a weird, like, hierarchy thing in their brain of, like, I'm better than you, you're following me. That's weird. Like, I've gone to Disneyland with subscribers. I'm just like, hey, let's go hang out. Like, I love... shout out, Derek. Love you, man. Like, I love them. Like, I don't know. It's not like less than a follower thing, more of just like a supporter.
Yes.
Like they're cheering you on. You need to cheer them on too.
Yes. Can I just say, like, Remy isn't one of those people that, like, I feel like I'd have a lot of people on here that would say that and not live that. And like, Remy is like, you like scream that. Like,
oh, thank you.
You'd never put yourself on a pedestal. Like, I remember the day I met Remy and she was so like, so chill, like you would never know that she like has this huge, like, luxurious, like, life. It's weird because like you're one of those people that like loves nice things and you like to be bougie and stuff, but like you are a down bitch. Like,
thank you.
You're so cool, so chill. Like, I would be happy bringing you to a bar back home with my friends, but also like bringing you to the nicest like event I've ever gone to, is really, it's hard to do that with people.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Truly, I feel like a lot of people, you know, get a hothead.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know. I always hope to like remain humble in the sense that like you have, you know?
Well, thank you.
You're so good at that.
People need to remember we're making.
It's hard.
We make videos at our house. Like it's not a big, it's not a big deal. No, it's not. I started mine because my best friends went to basketball camp without me.
Oh,
and I was like, what am I going to do?
Gosh.
Like it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
It's not.
So speaking, like going on with the more business side, you have some employees.
I do, yes.
And you're pretty open about it, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit about them and why they work for you?
Yes, I have an assistant and then also a videographer slash editor. My assistant's name is Sarah. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'll start with Eli. So Eli has been my friend since we knew each other in middle school and high school, but we didn't get close till a few years ago.
Yeah.
And he is my videographer, editor, and it's like a weird thing because we're not even best friends, we're like brother and sister.
You are.
Like we fight like brother and sister.
I can attest to that.
But also he's my employee, which is like a really weird thing of finding that happy medium between the two.
And
but
employee, like, okay, what does that mean? Like you pay him by the hour?
Both of them are on salary.
Okay. Was that a big deal for you?
I think it was big. And again, I feel like I didn't even think about how big of a deal it was that I hired people onto like my actual team.
Is it weird that like you're kind of in charge of like their lifestyle in a way?
I think it's just weird that I'm a boss to anybody. I think about this all the time.
Okay.
I'm like, why me? Like when I get a brand, it's like, why me? I don't know. It's weird, but I don't know.
Is it weird that you have control of what they do?
Yeah, fully.
Yeah.
What's
the weirdest thing? Like what do you think's weird?
Having an assistant is just like super weird. So I had a couple of assistants in the past, but never like a full-time, like she has experience working as an assistant before kind of thing. So,
and they're both on salary?
Yes, both on salary. And so Eli's great. Eli and I just creatively work together, similar to what you do with Alicia, actually exactly the same. And like, you know, whatever videos we're doing, whether it's a branded video or just whatever video I'm thinking up in my head, and we brainstorm together, whatever it may be, and kind of make that come to life. But that's been great. And it's more so just like, I was already doing that by myself and kind of just like branching out and delegating that was a little bit easier for me because it was more just like, oh, like, cool, like you can edit on this and I'll work on this. And
oh,
like,
so that was easy to delegate.
That
for
was
you.
Easier for me. I hate editing. Oh my God.
Okay.
I feel like I'm the only YouTuber who, when I got a video or a videographer or editor, I was like, take it.
Really?
I don't care. Yeah. Everyone else is like, I'm nervous to do this. I'm like, take it. I never want to touch Final Cut Pro again. But that was like,
so do you ever touch Final Cut?
I do. I edit my vlogs.
Oh, you edit all your vlogs?
Yeah. Well, okay. Shane edits them and like rough cuts them and then I put all the stuff on.
But you add the flavor.
Exactly. I
sprinkle
transitions. Sound a little whoosh.
Yeah.
But Eli does like all the main channel stuff.
Okay.
And so that's great. But having an assistant for me was weird because I like to be in control of everything else other than YouTube stuff. I feel like I take YouTube so not seriously, but then everything else in my life, I'm very type A about everything and like planning and things like that. So giving up that was really hard for me.
Yeah.
And whenever I like have her do something, I'm always like, can you do this? I'm so sorry. And she's like, you know, I'm like here to make your life easier, right? And I'm like, I don't know, please, I'm sorry. So like now we've been together for almost a year, I think. So now I'm like, I kid you not, within the past month, I finally am like, okay,
you have a routine.
I need this. Exactly. Like, it's not too much to ask her to like go grab me something at like PFC or whatever if I can't drive all the way out there because I'm filming. Like, that's what she's like, she's here to just help me.
Yes.
And so it's taken a long time to understand that. And like, also, again, going back to my thing of like, oh my God, I'm just like a normal person. I don't need a personal assistant. But then there are days where I'm like, I'm slammed. I can't do anything. I just like have to do like work.
Absolutely.
So it's been weird delegating that.
Do you ever look back, since it's almost been a year, do you look back and you think, how did I operate without these people helping me?
All the time. Now I do. Again, in the beginning, I think I was still like, I don't want to like ask her to do something that like will offend her or whatever it may be, or like too much. And like, they're always just small little mundane things. But in my head, I'm like, oh my God, this is so weird to like have someone do it. But now.
So what do you have her do? Like, what's the weirdest
thing? Our normal
routine? What's like the weird things you have Sarah do?
Honestly, like, it's very normal stuff. Like, I taught her, Eli and I taught her how to do, like, Final Cut. So she, because she's so cute, she always, like, wants to help out in, like, aww, any way she can. So there are times where I've had her, like, she rough cut the PB Get Ready With Me video.
Shut up!
And we did, yeah, because she's like, I just want to help. And I was like, okay, if you, like, want to. She's always so, like, active and wanting to learn and help as much as she can. So, like,
that's great.
So having her do that kind of stuff has been, like, amazing, or just, like, small things from,
it's a,
like,
great quality in an employee wanting to learn more.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, whatever it may be, like, she, my schedule got to be a lot, uh-huh, a lot at one point. And I was like, I remember the one time where I was like, I need an assistant. Like, okay, was when I missed a brand deal deadline.
Oh no.
In like 5 years of doing it, had never even been like 20 minutes, like less than 20 minutes before a deadline. Like, yeah, usually it's the night before. Like, I have that done. I'm really good at planning that stuff. And I missed it, and my world came crumbling. My manager was like, you're fine. I was like, no, it's not fine.
You're like,
fine.
It's not fine.
It was not fine. So after that, I was like, I need someone to help me with my schedule.
So how did you find Sarah?
Greg, actually.
Your agent.
Yes, my agent. Sorry.
And that's okay.
People. Yeah.
People. We're like pointing at the microphone. Like, the people.
Sorry, people. All the little people in there. Yeah, I've worked with like people in the past, but it was always like hard because, again, I just like didn't have experience. I didn't know what to ask for. I didn't like know boundaries. I didn't even know, like, I didn't even have like a proper contract or like, yeah, any NDA stuff set up, all those sorts of things. So
they both signed NDAs and everything.
Yes. Yeah, so these are like full time, like actual, like if you go to my office, I have like all the things printed out, like by the state, the like regulations, the laws, if like anyone needs to come by, like, you know, like to check on like, wow, work, labor things. Yeah. It's like legitimate.
Are they, does Eli have the same rule as me about exclusive?
Yeah. He's got exclusivity.
Exclusivity.
I have
her word say.
It is. It's a big word. And he's got, they both have exclusivity and things like that. I actually have within, I started my LLC, which is a little limited liability corporation, when I was 20, I think. And okay, then within the past year, I opened up an S Corp.
Yes,
just
she
to
did.
Fund the employees kind of thing. Uh-huh. It's so weird. There's just like so much.
It
like,
is weird.
I never know what's going on all the time.
So like, with that stuff, did you just learn as you go, or like did a parent help, or like did your manager, like how did you know how to like navigate that?
It's all kind of, honestly, my team and my family. Yeah.
I'll even like taxes, like who taught you that?
I think my dad was like the one who sat me down and like was like walking me through everything. And my accountant actually is my dad's best friend from like college.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. So like, okay, it's all like in the family, and it's like things, people that I trust. And I've been really lucky too, where right off the bat, I know pretty much nobody in YouTube has like had the same luck with me, but everyone on my team has been my original from this get-go. Like, again, Collette was my one and only manager, and I had the call when I was in college still.
Wow.
So like everyone has always just been, I feel so good and intuitively.
And typically, managers, I feel like, I know, I have a lot of friends that will even like switch yearly.
Yeah. Oh, completely. You know? I've known people that have gone through like 6 or 7 managers just because, yeah, it's not the right fit, which is so totally fine. And like, you know, I think I'm just like the weird exception to, yeah, the rule.
So cool. Okay. Let's talk about the polls.
Yay!
Do you ever vote in the polls?
Yeah, every day. Actually, every day.
Love that. Okay, so we came up with a few polls about random stuff. We'll go over them now. Do you think there is a difference between privacy and secrecy with people sharing their relationship publicly online? Because Remy has a 307 boyfriend.
307.
Yeah, like what's that? Yeah. That
app. Do I answer this now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I do believe there is a difference. I don't know where it is. I don't
what
know
does
where
that
the line
even
falls.
Mean?
I just think, so this is my first boyfriend ever, and
how is it?
Oh, it's great. We love him.
Did it exceed your expectations? Was it a little underwhelming? Like, is it as like deep as you expected?
This is juicy. Only for TK's Juicy Pod. You know what? I had, I've never talked about this. I had a weird struggle because for literally 24 years of my life, fresh out the womb, all I wanted was a boyfriend.
Fresh out the womb, like, give me a boy!
February 7th, 1995.
Give me a 307.
Bring me a 307. So I think like, that like, and like that became my brand, yeah, like in the most annoying
can the
way.
307s please make a meme of that?
Oh my god, please, of a baby fresh umbilical cord still intact, umbilical cord still there. I think so, like, I don't know, and like all my friends always had boyfriends, and I always felt like not inferior, but I just felt, I don't know, it created this weird complex in my brain, and just like I went through a lot with guys because honestly, it was more so just within myself of like the weight thing. And like, I wanted
you just wanted
so
a
much.
Damn boyfriend.
I wanted someone to love me. That was genuinely it. More so tea because I couldn't love myself. It took me a long time to understand all of this, but it was like,
wow. That's deep, Ren.
It was hard. And I think that's why I would cry all the time when I was like, not sure why. And it took me so long to get to this point, but it was just like, I wasn't happy with myself and I felt like no one could love me. More so because I genuinely, I don't know, I just didn't love myself.
Why?
I think the weight was a really big issue for me of feeling like, I don't want to offend anybody. I always get so stressed about this.
You can listen to it or tell me what you want to cut out.
Okay, cool. I think it was just like a... honestly, making videos online and having people tear you down all the time when I wasn't super confident in myself took a toll on me, obviously, I feel like it would a lot of people. So I felt like genuinely having people tell me all the time, like, you're fat, you're ugly, no one's gonna love you, all these things, like, it got to me. And so I was like, they're right. And so I was so unconfident, but then in a way I would overcompensate by trying to make people think I was so confident when really I wasn't deep inside.
Yeah.
So that was my weird thing, was when I finally, for me, it just happened to be losing the weight made me feel more confident in myself, not because I looked a certain way, but just like, oh my God, I just took control of my own life.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
Holy
I was
cow,
like, I set my mind to something and I fucking did it.
Yeah.
And there were so many, that's the thing, is I did it so many times in the past or attempted to diet.
Yeah.
And there, it was just so defeating when I couldn't do it. And it's like, why can't you just do something, right? Like,
and
why?
You were in control.
Exactly.
Finally.
Like, I was like, this was like the 10th time I finally tried a diet. And I just was like, this is it. Like, I'm going to do it. And they, oh, you know what? I take it back. Second time in my life where I was like, not taking no for an answer.
Yeah.
That YouTube and that was just like, no, like, not going to stop. Just going to do this. And I had to go through a lot of like doing it unhealthily, and then in the mix somewhere there were like guys that just like didn't treat me the best, and then that, you know,
classic,
it was more exactly not 307s. It was like I finally thought that, like, okay, I'm good, I'm happy, like I got what I wanted, like, you know, I went after this, and like I look this way now, and like people told me to be this way, and like this is what I should do now, I should be happy. But then I wasn't happy with myself, and then there were people where finally I like met these guys where I was like, this is all I wanted, and then like I still quote unquote wasn't enough.
Wow.
So it was a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't even know where I got to this question. This
No. It's really good. It's about, like, we were talking about privacy and secrecy and stuff,
yes.
But I was talking about, like, you said you always wanted a boyfriend.
Oh, yes. So all that sort of stuff happened, and I feel like, oh, yes, I know what we're talking about. So I feel like all the things with, like, other guys never worked out, and it really made me focus on me. And I was just, like, chilling.
Did you have, like, a moment? Like, was this a long-term thing, or did you just have a moment where you're like, holy cow, like, I need to focus on me?
No, I think it was more of just, like, it happened naturally.
Okay.
I didn't even realize it. I think I was so, like, driven to, like, date, like, go out on dates, whatever.
Yeah.
Finally.
She was.
Oh, my God. I was so dick-driven. It was crazy. Can I say that? I'm so sorry.
Dick-driven. Oh, my God. This is going in the intro part.
I was dick-driven. I was dickmatized before. Like,
Dickmatized. I've never heard that.
Oh, my God. It's so...
Oh, my God. I'm going to use that.
Do it. It's so good. It was so bad and so unhealthy. And then I think, honestly, just being, like, rejected... And, like, finally just being, like, I can't win, I give up kind of thing. Finally, I got to the point where I was just, like, I'm good, I'm chilling, I'm just gonna, like, do me. Had, like, the best summer ever. And then, like, roll around, I met a guy, or I was... Later on, towards the end of summer, I have a date scheduled with a guy. I was like, I don't want to go. Like, I don't want to...
Really?
Go. Yeah, I didn't...
I didn't actually know this.
Oh, I told him all this. I did not want to go. I had, like... I remember the day it happened. It was the day I was filming the SoulCycle video, like, in the middle. And I was like, ugh. Which, every day before, I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna find a boyfriend.
And I would hear,
like,
all about it.
Exactly.
You know?
I was like, no, I just don't want to do this. But I felt bad. And I was like, I said yes. I'm going to go.
This is how it always works when you least expect it.
Exactly, when you least expect it. And I was like, wow. He's cool. Awesome. And then I think it was crazy for me, though, because for so long, all I wanted was a boyfriend. And then I got a boyfriend, and I was kind of just like, wow. Like, I actually had this crazy breakdown with him early on because I didn't know if I could handle it. Which, like, that was what was really hard for me, was, like, I don't know. How is it that...
What do you mean?
I think it was just, like, this is all I've ever wanted. And, like... I put it on a pedestal in my head, and then I finally got it, and I was like, wait, I don't even know what to do with this. Like, what does this even mean? Like, this is so much more than this, like, fairy tale thing I built up in my head. Like, this is a relationship. You have to compromise. You have to work towards things. Like, there was a lot going on at that time with him, too, and it was just like, wait.
There's a lot more, like, work than, I guess, like, fantasy and romance. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Than you expect.
I had no clue. Alicia always told me, too, in the past, she'd always, before I met my boyfriend now, she was like, I hope, you know, you're going to get a boyfriend. You're going to realize, like,
you're gonna
it's
be like,
not
oh.
all rainbows and sunshine. And yeah, she's going to be like, oh, it's just like, this is a thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. Like, it's going to be like,
I do think, though,
notes.
Girls, like, just for some advice, like, I think I'm so glad that I dated someone for a long time, because now, like, when I meet someone who doesn't treat me right, like, from the very start, I'm just, I just, like,
you
cancel
know.
Them out. Like, I'm
yeah.
like, no, like, I know what I deserve and I know what I've had, and, like, you weren't even close to that, so, like, I'm not wasting my time on you.
I love
that. You know what I mean?
I think I'm there. I will say, now with my boyfriend, I've never been treated like this by a guy
yeah.
in my life. Like,
he's the best, you guys.
The nicest human being, so respectful.
I'm the biggest like, fan of him.
He's the shit. But now, God forbid, if we never work out, like, I know I'm never gonna put up with the bullshit I put up with in the past.
Hell yeah.
It's like a laughing. I look
it's such
back
a good learning experience.
Exactly. And it, like, I wouldn't have learned my self-worth had I not gone through that, so I'm happy. And it's like the truest thank you next I've ever had. Of just like, I'm happy it happened. I'm moved on. Like, I wish them the best.
Yeah.
I'm good. And now I'm really happy now.
Yeah.
And I also tell him all the time, like, I wouldn't have appreciated him as much as I did had I not gone through what I did in the past.
Agreed.
Because when he was, like, nice to me, I was like, what's yeah. happening? What's
You're
wrong
like,
with
wait,
you?
What?
Exactly.
Yeah, totally.
So privacy and secrecy, though. Figuring out.
You think there's
out.
A difference?
I think there is a difference. I think having an online platform and things, people expect to know everything. Like, he and I, like, sat down and, like, talked about how, like, we won't be doing videos together, but, like, Instagram is okay. And, like, he doesn't necessarily, like, want his name out in the world, so I'm respecting that. But there have been people who still, like, take it upon themselves to, like, go through
yeah.
every single person that I follow to, like, figure out the picture and, like, share it on, like comments and things. And, like, to me, I think it's disrespectful. It's not the end of the world. I'm not
yeah.
like, we don't like
that's
cry
a lot of
it.
Time and effort to go and do that.
It is. And like, you know, if you want to spend your Friday night doing that, like, that's totally fine. And like, we think it's funny. But I think I'm just trying to figure out that line of like, I don't want people to like, the thing is, I share so much of my life, and then to shit, like, not share something so big, I'm fine with it. And it's more so like, I'm fine with sharing stuff, but he doesn't want to share a lot of stuff too. He's more secretive or not, more private.
Yeah.
Not secretive. So, and I'm respecting that. But I just don't want people to ever, like, think I'm hiding something from them or that they can't trust me anymore because I'm not sharing this. It's more just, like, and I've been really lucky where a lot of people respect it. And they're like, hey, we get it. Keep whatever you want private.
Yeah.
And, like, it's totally fine. So, like, hearing that, it makes me, I'm really thankful and appreciative for
yeah.
these people.
I get that. Also, like, God forbid something does happen, like, that I can't even imagine having an online, like YouTuber boyfriend and then like the breakup.
Oh yeah. And getting asked about it all the time. And like, I mean, I've had that with like friendships before too. And
yeah.
It's hard. It's,
yeah.
It sucks. And like, I don't
so
really want to go through that again. Exactly.
Yeah. So 90% said, yeah, there's a big difference.
I think so. For sure.
One other thing. Did your current boyfriend, did he watch YouTube prior to dating you?
I think he watched like a few like gaming channels
okay.
and things, but he doesn't watch any of my stuff. I don't want him.
He
like he
never does. You don't think he's ever looked?
Oh,
I,
no, I know he has. He said he watched a vlog one time when we were in Anguilla and he missed me. That was cute. But other than
oh my
that,
god, he, you guys were dating when he
yeah
we were in Anguilla.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like boyfriend and girlfriend.
No, we were just like talking.
Oh, okay.
But I've known him for like a while now. Isn't that
oh,
crazy? Like it went by so
my
fast.
My gosh.
But yeah, I like don't. I ask him.
Do you ever think
I say
he
no
thinks,
podcast episodes? That's
oh,
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Do you ever think that he thinks what you do is like weird?
No, he's super. He's true.
He gets
307.
It.
He like gets it, and like I remember.
He is the most 307 person I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah.
Literally,
he loves it too. We always talk about the phrase. I remember when we went out to on our first date ever. I was like asking him so many questions about himself because I hate answering questions about me, honestly. But he was
good.
Like,
you're in control of the conversation.
Exactly, and I love knowing about people.
Yeah.
And I remember he asked me like, "So what do you do?" And I was like, paused, and I was like, Well, that's a loaded question. And I remember,
I take Instagrams of myself.
Exactly. I just post videos of me talking for 20 minutes. Like, that's about it. But he was so, like, intrigued. And also, I remember being like, that's how I always play it off. Whenever I go on dates and things, I was always like, I don't know, it's just, like, really weird. Like, it's super strange. Like, I don't know. And they're always like, no. Like, he was like, no, I think, like, first of all, it's a very normal job to have now. And I think that's really cool. I'm like, good for you to, like, do what you love.
Oh my god, that's like the most epic response. Mm-hmm. That's a sexy response.
But like chill too, not like
not like infatuated, exactly. Like like wanting to like get your followers.
Exactly, like clout eyes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Clout eyes.
Clout eyes. Did we just make a new thing?
Clout eyes. That is so good for me. I'm gonna use that. Okay. If you were famous, would you keep relationship private or public? Obviously, you're pretty private.
Pretty private, yeah.
You're about as private before being public you can get.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I'm trying. I think, you know, through the friendships in the past, I've learned if they don't know the personality, they don't... That's the thing is with YouTube is that people are able to form this bond and feel like they know you and they know your personality and, like, whatever. They don't know his personality whatsoever. So if I were to say, like, oh, we broke up or whatever, like, it's like, oh, like...
Okay. It's not attached.
Exactly. They don't feel some sort of like emotional attachment versus if they get to know him through boyfriend tags or if he has his own channel, whatever it may be, then you feel so much more invested.
Yeah,
emotionally
for sure.
Invested.
77% said they'd keep theirs private. That makes sense.
I think it makes a lot of sense.
I feel like you have to be an outlier to keep it public.
Super public.
Would you hire your BFF to work for you? Like, would you see Eli as one of your best friends?
Yes. I would say it's like a weird thing. I think it depends on what it is.
Yeah.
Because I hired a best friend at one point to be my assistant, and that's weird. That is weird for me to, like, ask someone, like, oh, can you go get these cameras developed? Can you do this? Can you work on my schedule? Like, that, I think, is strange. I think for some people it does work, but I will say any friend that I have that has hired a best friend that's already been their best friend, like, not became their best friend after, has said don't do it. And I had a lot of friends tell me beforehand, do not do it. And I was like, we're fine.
Yeah.
We were not fine. But Eli and I...
We were not fine.
Eli and I were different
because... It's kind of like rooming with your best friend.
I was going to say roommates. Like, my college roommate and I became best friends after the fact, which really worked for us, versus being best friends then moving in with each other.
Yeah.
That I would never move in with any of my best friends.
Yeah.
Alicia and I always say we would literally...
Oh my gosh,
never,
no.
Absolutely not. But I think, like, Eli works because... A, he's a guy, so we just, like, function a little differently.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And then also, the tasks are different. Like, filming and editing is very different than me asking him to, like, do random chores and things.
That yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's different. And then also just, like, personality-wise. Like, Eli and I are very different.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that, I think it just depends on the situation.
Yeah. I think that's...
I want to know what people say. I think they said no.
So, 43% said yes.
Wow, that's
they
pretty
would.
Tight.
That's pretty high, though.
Wow. I mean, in a perfect world, it's really fun. You just get to play. You just get to hang out with your best friend.
But it says hire, not like be personal assistant.
I think.
I personally, if I was doing like Alicia's, I mean, she doesn't have her assistant do laundry.
It's weird.
What?
Laundry's weird.
I feel like people do it though.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, if I had a personal assistant, I'd have them be putting my clothes away because I hate that shit.
I'd
be
that
like,
shit.
You go put that in my closet. I'll find it later. I don't know. I feel like there's certain tasks that I would be weird.
Yeah. I think, and it's finding that weird line, though, of like, okay, is this too strange? Like, where do I go? And
that's,
like, you don't know what to ask. You don't know what not to ask.
I think it's just better when it's a working relationship for personal assistant.
Oh, yeah.
For her and I, since, like, I think it works for a few main reasons, mm-hmm. and then there's a bunch of little reasons. The main reasons for her and I is, one, we weren't, like, that great of friends prior to it happening.
Yes.
So it wasn't like we had this, like, epic friendship, and then I started working, and then it was weird.
And you gotta turn on the, like, work switch or the friend switch.
Our friendship was developed because I started working for her more.
That's
and
how
I was around
I
her
work.
More.
Yeah.
The second thing is that she's older than me. She's 26,
mm-hmm.
and I am just turned 22. So I look up to her, like, as, like, a big sister and a mentor and a role model and, like, my boss.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because typically your boss is older than you.
Yeah.
Except in Hollywood, it's weird.
I mean, I'm older than all of my employees. I mean, older. I'm younger.
I'm younger.
I'm the baby, yeah.
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 See, typically that's, like, I feel like that's rare.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, it's normal, I guess, in, like, Hollywood, but it's still a strange thing.
Yeah.
You know? But for me, it's, like, easy because I'm looking up to her. Like, I always tell people, like, when I'm even to this day, like, when I'm around her, I feel like a sponge. Or I'm around you guys, like, I feel like a sponge because I'm just, like, constantly learning and, like, consuming, like, whatever you guys are doing. Like, even, like, the best part about my job is, like, I'm not even learning, like, technical, like, YouTube or, like, creative directing, like, / producing, like, video things. I'm also learning, like, how to personally be a better person because I'm, like... Because I'm, like, with you guys in your kitchen or, like, you know, we're traveling or, like, you know what I mean? Like, watching, like, how you keep your apartment clean. Like, just the simple things.
Just doing life together.
Yeah. Like, how do you guys do that? And, like, it's really cool. That's the cool thing about it.
I think that takes a special person, though, because I've had past employees who, like, I remember my manager pointed it out and I didn't even, like, notice it, but there was, like, a specific business opportunity where, like, they could have really, like, stepped up and learned a lot, but it was more just like, okay, like, which is totally fine, but it's just like, okay, I'm gonna do ABC, like, I'm gonna do exactly what you tell me to, whereas I feel like had you been given the opportunity, it would have been like, oh my god, like, where can I learn, like, all the different steps and, like, things like that. So I think it just takes a special person.
Well,
to do
and
that.
I'm just like, I literally am constantly being given value, like, I'm learning so much all the time, even when we're like, even just simple things like how to mix my drink better. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Though? Like, dead ass. Like, just like little things about going out or like, oh, if we have a group, I should call this Uber. Just like literally little like things that you wouldn't think are a big deal, like, have made my life easier, you know?
I love that, though.
So, yeah, that's what's really cool. And then I'd say just the other thing is that, like, she's just so, like, respected in my head. And, like, I know, like, for me, our relationship is always number one as, like, friends and as, like, I don't know. I always also tell people, like, you know, when I'm on the clock or when I'm off the clock, I'm on the clock because I love my job and like that's how I am as a person.
Same with Eli too. Like, and I, but both of you like want to do it. It's not like we're like forcing you.
Like literally today I called her literally like 3 times because I had ideas about stuff and like I was just happy to do that because like literally we have separation anxiety. It's a thing. I don't know. And then last few questions. Are you a private or public person?
I think I'm very public.
Yeah, I would say so too.
Yeah.
For me, I'd say I'm public, but like it's weird. As I kind of grow, I like find myself wanting to be a little bit more private.
That's what Kenzie was talking about too, how she used to be very public with her boyfriends or just love life. And then as she got older, she learned to like not even intentionally, just kind of like started being a little more private.
Yeah, it's weird.
I think after getting a boyfriend, I've learned to be more private because I think it's more of just like, oh, this is something safe and I want to keep it safe and keep it like to myself and not let anybody else touch it. Whereas before when I would talk about guy stuff or whatever, maybe it was like funny anecdotes that like didn't really matter because there was nothing that could like harm it because like it was just whatever. But like once I find things that I'm like, okay, this is special.
Well, and it's like knowing what you're confident in enough to like put out in the world and like you have to expect you're not everyone's going to agree and like you have to be confident in that and like you may get some like not necessarily hate but like not I don't know even when I throw up a poll and it's like I get like negative answers or like whatever or like you know I mean, people will DM me their opinion and it's not the same as mine it's like weird and like I don't know I guess it's just taught me that like not everyone's gonna agree and like you just have to be confident in that and like whenever you're like sharing you have to share it with like
an open mind kind of thing. Yeah, but that's hard.
It is hard.
I don't think I could do it. I don't take criticism. I'm like, no, I'm right all the time.
Yeah, 75% said they're private.
Yeah, I could see that.
What do you prioritize, work life or social life?
I think people think I prioritize social life, but actually work life, because I can't really go have fun unless work is done for me.
I'd say you for sure prioritize work life.
Work always comes first.
Okay, last few random questions. What's your Enneagram number?
2 wing 3.
Yeah, that's so true too. Mine's 3 wing 2. So.
I didn't know you and Alicia were the same.
Yeah.
But it makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. What if you were a Soul Cycle instructor?
Ooh.
What would be your opening song? And like what would your playlist look like?
Oh my god. Okay, it would have a lot of Ariana Grande, Lizzo, like fun, upbeat, like
kind
of
girl power,
exactly, girl power songs. Opening song, I think would be, there is this one song that I always said I would become a Soul Cycle instructor to play because it's my favorite song ever in the world. It's called Both of Us by Yellow Claw.
Oh.
It is so good. I don't know if it'd be my intro song. I think I would need, like, Good As Hell or some sort of, like, fun.
Okay.
You know, like, girl pop, like, feeling good song to start out with. But, like, both of us would be definitely played. I've, like, considered doing the program just to play that song and then be like, I'm good now.
Did I tell you I got Soul Gifted?
Yes!
Okay. Which I'm, like, literally so excited about.
I'm so proud of you.
But, we need to do, like, ride a podium class together and, like, we can, like, lead a class.
Oh, my. Can we do that?
Yeah. That's can what you? The girl told me.
Wait. I know Gretchen and Matt
can
do it.
Yeah. She said that we can do that.
Oh.
She's like, if you and Remy, because she, like, literally calls it, like, our squad. It's, like, Remy, Ashley, whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, if you guys ever want to, like, lead a class, just let me know.
Wait, like, is there an instructor there?
Yeah, like, so I think, like, you let's say we did Dakota. Like, he would be, like, walking around, like, hyping everyone up and, like, doing his talking because, like, he thrives at that. And then we would be riding podium. Oh. And he would still tell us what to do.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I just need, like, literally a few more classes to, like, get ready.
Okay. Let's do it. I've never ridden podium. My 300th is coming up in, like, a week, though.
That is actually insane.
We should do it on the 300th.
I mean, we could.
When we're back from Tokyo, I have two more and then I hit 300.
Oh my god, I need a train. Okay, let's get ready.
Well, yeah.
We need to tell the crowd.
We'll get some bikes and just ride around Tokyo the whole time.
Yeah. We're in Tokyo, we're like, do you guys have a soul cycle? No, it's soul cycle.
Soul cycle.
What's something you're excited for about your future? What are you looking forward to?
I think for me, actually, it's finding my new, like, groove in YouTube. Because for a while, it was, like, weight loss. And eventually, I hit the point where I was just like, I don't even want to talk about this anymore. So I can't imagine anybody else wants to hear about it anymore. So I think right now, it's kind of, like, in that weird, like, floating around area of just like, oh, like, this sounds fun, and it's very, like, whatever. But I can't wait till I find something new in my life that, like, genuinely interests me, that becomes, like, my new driving force behind my content.
Got you. And then last two questions. One, Kat Ocker actually came up with this one.
Yes!
By the way, Kat, we love you.
Love you. Can't wait for Halloween.
How would you describe me to someone that's never met me?
Oh, my God. I would say the most personable, fun,
this down is such a weird
bitch.
Question, but I'm, like, interested.
No, but, like, you're such a down bitch, and, like, you're such a good time. I think you light up a room when you walk
so
in.
Sweet.
No, I fully mean it. I think that you just, like, bring the party, and you're so fun to be around.
You're so funny.
And you're also wise beyond your years.
Oh, thank mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. I remember, like, I always tell Remy this, like, literally it'll be midweek, and all of a sudden I'll get a text, and it's like, okay, we're doing karaoke at blah, blah, blah on Friday, like, da-da-da-da, and then we're doing this on Saturday and this on Sunday, and it's like, you owe me this much money, and I'm like, perfect,
got it, there. Plans are good.
And it's like, so I don't know who's going.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know anything. I'm just like, all right, I'll be there.
I've learned I just have to be the planner, because, like, if I don't plan it, then no one does anything, and I'm, like, sitting at home, I'm like, I wish I was doing karaoke right now. So instead, now I'm like, hey, I called 10 different karaoke spots and this one takes the room for 15, so we're going.
Well, I also love that your apartment is downtown because I feel like we always pregame here. So I'm like, I can just walk over.
It's the best. I know I can't move.
Okay, and then last one. What are some words to live by? Like, do you have a quote? Do you have something someone's told you?
I don't think. You know what? This kind of goes back to what I went through and learned, but it's the quote where it's like, you can be the ripest, juiciest peach and there's still going to be people that don't like peaches. And so, like, I
juicy.
Juicy. I didn't even realize. It's so true.
I need to post that.
It's so true, though. Like, you...
Who told you that?
I think it's just, like, a Pinterest, like, quote uh-huh. thing, you know? On, like, a Home Goods poster. But it's so true. Like, you can be, like... And that's what I went through. Like, the best version of yourself or whatever. Like, and people are still gonna find things they don't like. And that was my whole thing of, like, okay, like, people don't think this way about me. Like, they're saying this, let me change myself. Literally changed everything about me. And it's now like, well, now you do this wrong. And, like,
I still
this
don't
and that.
Like it.
Like, you will never be perfect to everyone. So, like, who the fuck cares?
So you can be the ripest, juiciest peach.
And there are still gonna be people that don't like peaches.
Dang, sis went off.
It's true. I wish I had my microphone. Damn
I know. I know. Okay, anyway, thank you so much, Remy.
Thank you for having me. This
for
is
being
so
on the
fun.
Pod. Guys, please be sure to follow her if you don't already. I'm sure you already do. What is it? At Miss Remy Ashton and everything?
Yeah.
Miss Remy Ashton and everything. Go subscribe to her podcast. Leave it a review. Gas her up in the comments.
Thank
blah, blah, blah.
You.
Anything else you want to pimp out? Anything they need
juicy.
To look forward to?
Stay
juicy.
Do you have a little catchphrase?
It's at the beginning of my podcast. It goes, ooh.
it's about to get juicy.
I did know that. Yes.
Okay. So, yeah. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls, because without you following me and voting in the polls, the podcast wouldn't be a thing.
Rate, comment, subscribe.
Yeah, right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.